quick little footnote before we start. Me and my father decided to record an episode of mainly him just questioning me. So I turned on my headset microphone in the Yeti on a condenser. We were sitting right next to each other, and I forgot we weren't in Zoom, which cancels a lot of the echoing and picking up. So it's going to be a little bit of a rough audio. Now I know in the future my Yeti does stereo, so we can just sit there and it'll pick up both sides. It's a 14-minute little clip, so enjoy, have fun. It's kind of cute too.
So, buddy,
is this the boss, Josh Bolton show?
Maybe
with Josh being the boss.
No,
you're the boss, Josh.
I am not.
So today, I get to take the reins and interview the Josh Bolton. My name is Bruce Bolton, and I'm very privileged to be here. We're going to talk a few minutes about Josh, his show, and some of his potential goals that are coming up. And start out with the question, Josh, do you have a Patreon page, and what's its address, and what are your goals for it?
Yes, I do. And actually, like, you're the biggest Patreon. That's why we're doing this. I actually don't remember the link offhand. I think it is just Josh Bolton, and you should be able to find it. I'm looking that up as we're saying age. But, yeah, and just the goal of Patreon is get to the point where I don't have to rely on ads to make content, and I can interview people freely without worrying about people potentially interfering with income. So that's the overarching goal of Patreon. As far as little details, don't know. Not yet sure yet.
So do you think you'll have potentially Patreon live events or things like that?
Perhaps? Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah. I'm still small and growing, but eventually I do. I want to have lives where everyone can – we can meet. If we really feel like it, we can have a party, like COVID times, and it'd just be a blast.
COVID times as in being in the past, and people can get together.
I mean, it's October 2nd. We're recording this on. We're still kind of in it.
Yes, absolutely. And what do you think in your podcast do you bring as a benefit to your listeners? What is it you're doing for them?
So far as I've come to gather is me just being myself and interviewing. I'm not fanboying over anyone or anything. Just genuine conversations, trying to get to the root of the story and pick these brilliant people's brains freely for an hour.
That seems like an extraordinary way of being able to present information to people in the most clear and concise way.
Just a casual conversation, no agenda, no political leaning, preferably. Inevitably, they do come up, but just free-flowing conversation.
Very good. So just a casual meet-and-greet kind of way of being able to find out about people that influence the world one way or another.
Yep. And I got a lot of good people lined up now. A few recommendations, actually, from the big man next to me.
You're fanboying now.
Yeah, I want to say I've got a few good ones, and I'm working on another one. But it looks like it's going to be more like Thanksgiving when I can finally work with them. Yeah, it's just fun. I've always been just one to talk to people, even though I'm super introverted. It's that one thing I love talking to people, though.
You do like to find out what makes people tick, and and when you do, the people that you've interviewed really come alive and let you know, hey, these are good questions, and you're asking these things in such a way that it makes it easy just to talk, and you've always had that skill, plus your ability to tell a story is your main abilities. Yeah. Let's see. What other areas do you look to see enhancing your podcast for your audience?
So I look at the show. Well, when I first started this whole thing, I looked at it as I was doing this to show little Josh, young me in high school, what to do. And come to find out that, yes, I did all the business and interviewed these great people, but it was more important to be myself because I did have, not in a bad way, I had an agenda when I was talking to everyone. So now it's just let the conversation be the way it is. It's like we're having a cup of coffee.
So when you say, basically show the young Josh something, does that mean just that you can do it? You had thought about this years ago and you are now following through and in realizing your dreams from then?
Yes. No, that's exactly it. It's the showing young me that you don't need to fear others. Be yourself and it'll all work itself out.
Always a great way to satisfy the fact that, you know, you follow through with a goal and now you are much better off for having had the idea and then having the energy put into what was your dream and now is a reality. You've been doing this now for nine full months.
Imagine it's 10.
Okay.
I started in January.
Yes, but we just started our 10th month, so I'm calling it okay, nine fine. Full months.
Fine, it's nine.
No bickering on the set here. But then again, there's always quarreling between father and son. Now, so you've also done close to 2,000 downloads in your time that you've had here, and that's very impressive. Is there any other goals that you have for the ability? Okay, 1918. I stand corrected.
No, I was like, he's not wrong. It's 1918, but
yes, because
I'm gonna say by the time they hear this,
an interest in the podcast.
He watches the stats more than I watch it, actually.
Yes, I do, and I'm very proud. In fact, it looks over the last year like the most downloads have been in the last couple of months.
Yeah, literally the last couple of months are the best.
And so, thank you for everyone who's listening for your participation and your ability to help the show. It's for something that he's not monetized. And, you know, for the most part up to this point, there's been no YouTube interviews. You know, it is not published there as of yet.
Working on it now.
Yeah. And it will be a discreet situation. If someone does not want to have it, that he's fully aware that it wouldn't be put up there if it's requested. Now,
no, I'm just looking. At
oh, okay. He's checking the mic. I'm thinking, do I have a zit? Anyway.
I don't see that. I was just checking if there was stereo because next thing we don't have to
do is echoing. But it's only echoing in your ears. Let's see. So because of the fact that it's not monetized, he is literally doing this as a hobby to help the people of the world that want to listen. And it's a noble thing that he's doing, and I commend him, and I commend you again for your downloads, your listening, your participation. If you like and subscribe or tell friends to, it's a really great thing, and thank you again for what you do. Is there anything else that you would like to say as far as your podcast or personal things that are going on?
Just other than that, I'm using social media more. I still am trying to figure it out. I'm not very familiar with it. So it might just be me posting, like, we're going to an event later today for a Grandmaster of the Martial Arts System. I might take some quick photos and videos and post that. I'm not sure what to post about the show itself. It's kind of boring. Sitting there for 3 hours editing, looking at a computer screen. That's exhilarating stuff right there. But yeah, just if you find an episode that's interesting, screenshot it and hit me up on Twitter or Instagram. I'll reply as fast as I can.
But, and what are those addresses so that they can know?
Both handles are JRBOLTON_ or JRBolton.
And
under dash.
Okay. And they can subscribe to those in order to get updates and whatnot?
Yeah, updates on what I'm doing, different events. There's also, like I said, with the posting, I've been tickling this idea, so I'll throw it out there, is if I can get so many downloads a week, I'll pick a random reviews and get them on my social media. I'll pick a maybe like 3 or 4 random Twitter handles and just send them a Josh Bolton sticker. I'll make it myself, the decal, and ship it. Just would need someone to share it on social media, and that's then you potentially could win a sticker that Josh toiled over.
And the stickers are great. I carry one around on my water bottle all day long, and just a nifty memento, something to talk about.
And usually it's about like a laptop or a water bottle like his size, so it's really
nice.
It's
a little bit larger than just a normal like 4x4 sticker. You'll definitely need some space to be able to put it on car windows or something like that.
Or
just threw that out there.
You want to say, or like a big water bottle like yours, or my laptop. You can put it on the laptop, but yeah, just it's a sticker in general. And you get the pleasure of knowing Josh toiled over it too.
And that would be like a every 2 week drawing, or
yeah, I was thinking because this is one of those when it does go live. I'm not expecting it to completely take off like wildfire. So just like every 2 weeks, even if it's one person, I'll just pick one sticker for them and send it.
And so, like you said, just share the episode on your feed, Twitter or whichever is the social media mode of choice for you. And then something will occur for you as long as he is able to find the address to send it to, whether it's by direct message or something of like that. So there is a subscriber perk for having listened to today's show. And I think that probably is about the best. Again, my name's Bruce Bolton. I don't post much on YouTube, but I do have a site of Locksmythe, LOCKSMYTH underscore. We Bolton seem to like to underscore our names. And and if you
know, it's the dreaded icon of the internet, but it was Jared Bolton was taken on all platforms, so
yes. But you do have websites that you're going to be working on?
Yes. So I'm working with an experimental site hosting guy. Essentially, it's just for podcasting. You can listen to the show there. He had a contact me tab, but it's not working right now. So I'm hoping it can be fixed by the time you guys hear this. And literally, you can just reach out and contact me through the site, too.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to use the media that you're listening to poke just one tab and be able to like and comment as he asks you to on just about every episode. Again, my name is Bruce Bolton. We've had a nice short little meeting here. We wanted to do this in order to update perhaps Josh and I in the future. We'll have little get-togethers like live meetings and be able to present to you ourselves or himself and go from there. Thank you for allowing me to interview you. I hope we have a great day learning practical and tactical fighting techniques. And thank you again. I'll leave it to you for the prologue.
Hit it.
So I actually did decide to record an ending. Like I said, with my weird jumbling of words in the whole thing with the mic going on and off. yeah, if you guys just hit me up on Twitter, even if it's a tweet with just a photo of it, I'll try to reach out, DM you, get some your address so I can just ship you a sticker. And like I said, you get to know the pleasure of I actually made that sticker. I'm also trying to think of a review giveaway. It might just be the same thing. You review, send me a photo on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll collect them end of like a week or two. Just pick a name out of the hat and call it a day, and then figure out a way to contact you and ship it to you. Other than that, yeah, have a wonderful time. Stay safe. Well, congratulations. You made it to the end. You're a awesome person. Not many make it here. So, being the awesome person that you are, can you do me one more awesome favor? Can you rate and review this on whatever podcast services you're using? App, if you do it on Apple and you leave an actual written review, I have a thing on my website. I will take your written review and post it for all to see. Congratulations, you're permanently sealed on my site. Otherwise, I am trying to do YouTube more and live streaming. I will try to put as many of the YouTube links in the description of the show as I can. So give your boy some extra help over on YouTube. Watch my videos. I just mute it and change the channel, change the window or something. But yeah, that's it. Thank you for being awesome, and see you next time.